Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:15 on a Thursday means one thing, even if it's 8:17. Nick Kostos, Radio.com sports betting insider and host of You Better You Bet, brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. You can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Thursday to you and, of course, the great people of Kansas City. What's going on?
We are ready for it, man. We've been ready for this game featuring the Chiefs and Patriots since Sunday. So we are fired up for another week of the NFL, and it gets jump-started tonight, man. Dallas Cowboys and the Mitchell Trubisky-led Chicago Bears. If you're that desperate, where are you putting your money tonight on this turd?
All right. So the Cowboys are 3-point road favorites, guys, in total. The total is 43. That was very funny.
I kind of want to go with
what you just said here with that option here. I'm going to take the points with the Chicago Bears at home, getting the 3 points. The hashtag primetime home underdogs. Now this is the game that actually profiles. If there was one game, guys, that you could actually get away with giving the ball to Ezekiel Elliott 35 times and taking the ball out of Dak Prescott's hands, it would be this game. No Akeem Hicks for the Bears, their best run stuffer in the middle of that defensive line. He's still out. He'll probably be back next week for week 15 against the Green Bay Packers, but he's not going to be there tonight. So you would expect Jason Garrett, Kellen Moore, give the ball to Zeke. Ride your workhorse down the stretch of this game. It's tough to have confidence in Jason Garrett doing the right thing since he's been the coach for a decade there, and he rarely does the right thing. I'm going to take those 3 points to the Chicago Bears, guys. And the name that I want you to remember for tonight is Anthony Miller. He's the Bears' second-year slot receiver. And since Taylor Gabriel's been out, he's developed a nice rapport with Mitchell Trubisky. He's been shredding recently. He was great on Thanksgiving against the Lions. And that is where the Cowboys are most vulnerable. We saw Cole Beasley get them on Thanksgiving in the Bills-Cowboys game. So I think Anthony Miller's going to have a big game for the Bears. I think it goes under the total. And I'm going to take those 3 points with Chicago. I feel like it's probably a field goal game either way. So I think at worst, we push taking the Bears plus the 3 points tonight.
Now since Thursday kind of like always kicks off the week, do you feel like obligated, like I got to get in on the Thursday game every week just because it's the first one?
Well, you're asking like me personally, yeah. Specifically, like I gamble on football. So like, yes, like I gamble on the Thursday game. I gamble on the Sunday night game. I gamble on the Monday night game. So me specifically, the answer to that question is yes, because I've been doing this for a long time. But if there are people out there, like I would say this, you know, like there are people out there that I know are dipping their toes into the water for mm-hmm. really the first time this season in terms of recreational football gambling. Here would be my advice to those people. If you don't like the game tonight, don't force a bet. We got Oregon, Utah tomorrow night. We got college football conference championship games, more of them on Saturday, and we have a full NFL card on Sunday. Don't force bets. There's always games the next day. Now, me specifically, I'm going to bet on it because that's me and that's what I like to do, and I've been doing it for a long time. But if you're out there and you're like, I don't really like the game, just watch it. Enjoy it for fantasy. Maybe do a little DFS. Don't put a bet down on the game. Live to fight another day because we've got games coming up all weekend.
There you go. Nick Kostos, Radio.com sports betting insider. Chiefs and Patriots, of course, are our feature game that we can't wait for coming up on Sunday. Where's the value there?
Well, I hate to say this, guys, but the value is with the New England Patriots as a 3-point home favorite here. And, like, I just to put into context how insane this is, so we have odds makers on You Better You Bet all week during the weekend. They actually, depending on how some of the Sunday games go, but I think the likelihood is that the sports books are going to need the Patriots in a stunning role reversal. Every week, sportsbooks are rooting against the Patriots because that's the public side here. The public's on the Kansas City Chiefs because people remember what they saw last, obviously. And what we saw last was the Chiefs in the national window late in the afternoon last week, absolutely creaming the Oakland Raiders. And then we saw on Sunday Night Football the Texans taking care of business against the Patriots. So I actually think, and like I don't even think it's up for debate, right, whether you're a Chiefs fan or not, I think it's fair to admit that if you get the Patriots at home in the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era and they're only laying a field goal, I think that's where the value is, guys. So I know that you guys aren't going to want to hear this. Chiefs fans aren't going to want to hear it. Like, as a fan, I would love to see the Chiefs win this game. But betting-wise, I think the Patriots laying the 3 is the play, and I kind of like the over in this game as well. But I do have to give you guys the information, the market info, that it opened 50.5, has gone down to 48.5. So the market has spoken that the value side is the under. But me personally, I lean the over in this game along with New England.
So when you see a game like this on the board, how much money do you think right now from a public standpoint is on the Kansas City Chiefs in this one, percentage-wise?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be 60-65% perhaps here. And like, I feel like this question was answered last night. And I don't remember exactly what the answer was, but that's what our guy Jeff Davis, who's the director of Creative Caesars, comes on our show every Wednesday night. And he said that there are more tickets on the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, again, like, it's only Thursday morning right now as we're doing this interview, right? So there's a lot to happen in between now and the game kicking off on Sunday. Like, we need to see what's going to happen in these 1 p.m. games, because we know that this is going to be a game that takes a tremendous handle. Everyone's going to be betting on this game. And it really, like, so if people are losing their shirt a little bit, you know, they've put more money on the Chiefs, because that seems to be the public side this week in this game. So tough to say at this point, but again, based on all the information that we've got, sportsbooks are probably going to need the Patriots on Sunday. And like I said, as a fan, I want the Chiefs to win this game. I would love to see Kansas City win this game. But that fact, sportsbooks needing the Patriots, should make Chiefs bettors and probably Chiefs fans a little nervous.
So it does bother you when you see the public go all in on one side of everything. You kind of go, well, hang on a second here. I'm going to take the opposite side, because the public, you know, they build those casinos in Las Vegas for a reason, you know?
Yeah, well, I would say that works with the NFL, but like, being a contrarian NFL bettor, I think works better than basically in any other sport, because there's only 32 teams, and we've got information on every single team and every single game, and so it's like, it's not like college basketball when there are 100 games on the board, you know, and it's like there's value to be mined across the board. Like, there's generally, these lines are really tight on NFL Sundays, I think contrarian NFL betting is can be a good way to go. There have been moments this season, though, where you get killed doing that. But I think for the most part, I personally, as a sports bettor, would much rather be on the side of the sports book, because people lose and the sports books generally win. So I think that if that is the strategy that you would employ over the course of the long term, you're going to have some losing weeks for sure. But I think it's probably a winner in the long term.
All right. San Francisco, New Orleans, where is your money going on that game?
I like the Saints in this game, guys, but worth noting, a lot of the pro bettors that we saw through this week, it feels like everyone's on the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't get it. I don't really think there's a case to be made for San Francisco in this game, because where do the Niners have an advantage off their offense versus the Saints defense? Like, New Orleans is nails against the run. Do we trust Jimmy Garoppolo in a hostile environment on the road? He hasn't really proven it. I'm not saying he can't do it, but we haven't seen it from him. And even though Drew Brees' arm strength is like Peyton Manning in 2015, I still trust Drew Brees more than I trust Jimmy Garoppolo. The Saints are at home. Saints coming off a mini bye after playing on Thanksgiving. Niners were just in a prize fight last week against the Baltimore Ravens, and we're getting the Saints at below a field goal here at -2.5. Again, sportsbooks are going to need the Saints on Sunday, because the 49ers are a public side here in this game somehow, some way. I will definitely side with the Saints less than a field goal with the sportsbooks needing New Orleans.
Should be another fun weekend ahead, Nick. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweat winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Kostos, our sports betting insider from Radio.com, brought to you by Midsize Mattress from Mercedes-Benz. You can check out Nick, You Better You Bet, every night on the Radio.com app, so give that a listen. Our big story coming up, and we check in with Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider next.
Fesco in the morning. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.